the F word and the Supreme Court. Justices heard arguments today about whether the FCC should penalize TV networks when someone says the F word. Joining us now is Slate.com legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick, just fresh out of the courtroom. And Dahlia, this is about the FCC's so-called Bono rule, named actually after Bono, the singer who said the F word during an award ceremony several years ago. It was broadcast live on television. What happened?
That's right, Madeline. This is about an FCC policy about the very quaintly named, quote, fleeting expletives policy. And so what happened is during the 2003 live broadcast of the Golden Globe Awards, Bono, upon receiving his award, was overcome and said, this is really, really effing brilliant, and people complained. The FCC decided they were going to change their policy on fleeting expletives, and they've gone on to penalize Fox for people like Cher and Nicole Richie, who used just such fleeting expletives during the Billboard Music Awards. So this is really not a speech case as much as it is an administrative case about how the FCC can change its policy on fleeting expletives.
So before it was okay to utter a fleeting expletive, and what did the FCC argue today?
Well, the old policy, fashioned from First Amendment guru George Carlin and his famous, quote, dirty words monologue, came up in a 1978 Supreme Court case that was called Pacifica. And in Pacifica, the court held, and this was a complicated decision because there weren't five clear votes for anything, but it looked like the court was saying that the FCC could certainly regulate indecency when it constituted, quote, verbal shock treatment, use again and again and again of horrible words the way Carlin did in his monologue, but they were going to let slide these fleeting expletives. It looks like what happened is around 2004, the FCC said, no more fleeting expletives, Cher, Nicole Richie, Bono, never again. And what the FCC was arguing today in the person of Greg Garr, the Solicitor General, was that this is a change in policy that was really well-reasoned, it was rational, it was principled. People complain. Congress created the network television to have a safe place where you could watch TV during dinner. Garr said at some point, we need to be free from the possibility of, quote, Big Bird dropping the F-bomb.
Well, and this is all about children, right? What children can possibly overhear during hours between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m.?
That was certainly the rationale in Pacifica, was the idea that you didn't want your kids to get the shock of a horrible word in your living room without your consent. One of the things that came up today in the case was that by their own choice, the networks don't allow the F word during non-safe harbor hours. And the FCC argued in the person of the Solicitor General that shows that the culture is just not ready to have the F word, the S word bandied about casually.
And so what are the TV networks saying?
Well, Carter Phillips, who represented Fox and the other networks today, said, look, the fleeting expletives policy worked for 30 years. The networks knew, the writers knew, everyone knew. You couldn't do certain things. You couldn't do the George Carlin shock treatment. But you didn't have to regulate every sports event, every Golden Globe Award, in fear of being penalized and having, as he pointed out, criminal sanctions. And so what he said is, you can't have this dramatic departure from a policy that everyone relied on without any good reason given for why you're doing it.
And Dahlia, what was it like in the courtroom today? Were the justices, somber, august justices dropping the F-bomb?
You know, a couple things, Madeline, that were really interesting. For one thing, when this case was argued at the Court of Appeals, everybody was swearing like sailors. The lawyers, the judges, if you go back and read the Second Circuit opinion in this case, it reads like a Henry Miller, just trash talk. And I think there was some hope, or at least I had some hope, that we'd get a little repeat performance of that today at court. Didn't happen. The F word was about as strong language as we got. The other thing that was interesting, and I think quite sad, was that the court had been asked to carry this live audio of this. As you recall, they've done that in some big cases, and then we'd be broadcasting it right now, and you could be listening in, too. The court declined. Again, they never give reasons for why they choose to grant audio for some and not audio for others. This was a noteworthy case in that it was so interesting, so smart, just fundamental doctrine being laid out eloquently. It would have been a great moment for America to listen in on the work of the court. And so I'm overwhelmingly saddened by the idea that they had one of the great oral arguments of all time, and you're not hearing it.
Well, we are hearing a lot from you, and we'll hear more from you later when the opinion is released sometime later next year.
It will come out certainly before June, and I'm willing to guess that as strong language as you're going to get is the F-bomb.
Slate.com's legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick. Thanks, Dahlia.
Always a pleasure, Madeline.